May I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. About 1,640 years ago, a woman named Egeria took a trip to Jerusalem. On this particular Sunday, she was lost in a crowd. Early in the afternoon, around 1 o'clock, Christians throughout the city made their way up to the church on the Mount of Olives. Though the distance was not as long as other walks Egeria had made as a pilgrim, probably just under 2 miles, it took people time to make the journey. They had walking sticks, missing limbs, withered legs, and arms in slings. Some were blind or had failing vision. Others needed to be carried or pulled in carts. Babies and children, adults who could not walk. Some ran out of breath, climbing the hill, so others stopped and waited. Children ran away. Parents had to find them. Others waited for elderly neighbors and friends. There was coughing and spitting, and people panted, though the day was not too hot. The longer she walked, wincing from her blisters, the more Egeria noticed the decidedly human funk in the air. The smell of only occasionally washed bodies, mixing with the dirt from the path, and the brighter smell from the cut branches of palm and olive, mint and rosemary, pear and almond, trees that lined the fields, and herbs from family gardens. After reaching the top of the hill, Egeria waited with the rest of the crowd, making mental note of the community's common practice. Around 5, as the light was just beginning to fade, a passage from Scripture was read. It marked Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, how he was met by people with palm branches crying, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Then the local bishop, who had climbed the hill as well, and all the people took up their branches and started back down the hill. As they traveled the path they had so recently left, the people sang and shouted and prayed, psalms and pieces of scripture rising in the air. Repeated over and over rang out, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Branches waved, eyes were poked, and the crowd made its slow, winding way down into the city. Thirsty and hungry, people stopped for rest. Babies cried. There was more spitting, coughing, and panting. More waiting, taking care, and noticing who was falling behind. The crowd was tight now, less spread out than before, piling up on the downhill slope. So the pauses were frequent to avoid collisions, to avoid stepping on toes and heels. And it was loud now that so many voices were raised together. People waved and pulled on elbows to communicate when they could not be heard or seen. Carts carrying people unable to walk got rocks stuck in the wheels, which had to be dislodged. But together with the crowd, Egeria made her way down to Christ's tomb in the city, arriving to say an evening service of prayer before the full night was upon them. Egeria was a Christian pilgrim who traveled to Palestine from Spain or Gaul sometime between 381 and 384. During her time there, she wrote letters home to her sisters, possibly meaning that she was a globe-trotting nun, or, since at that time Christians referred to one another as sister or brother without being members of a religious order, possibly indicating that she was a globe-trotting lady with a community of fellow Christian women eagerly awaiting her observations on Christian practices elsewhere. Remnants of her letters survived, and included is a description of what was new in Holy Week in Jerusalem for her sisters at home. Thanks to Egeria's travel writing, we today have an account of what a 4th century Holy Week in Jerusalem was like. the first record of Christian rituals like the Palm Sunday procession and the Easter Vigil. And, incredibly, over thousands of years, we have maintained some of those practices to this day. Earlier, we read Mark's version of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, including the cries of Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We have held our palms and had them blessed. And in other years, we have processed with our palms, waving them and singing as we celebrate Christ's arrival in our midst. Like many of our embodied practices in the church, the Palm Sunday procession is a way for us to more fully enter into the mystery of salvation, a way to go beyond what we try to grasp intellectually when we cannot fully think it through and need to live it out in some way. It's not about going anywhere in particular. We don't need to be in Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives. God meets us where we are, in our bodies, planted as they are in space and time, as we reenact a story, not for any purpose of our own, but because it is a way for us to know God. I wonder where you met God in Mark's telling of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. I wonder where you met God in Egeria's Palm Sunday procession. Perhaps it is this time of physical separation and distance, and my longing to be surrounded safely by people, but I met God in a crowd. How long has it been since you were in a crowd? I know it's an uncomfortable place for some people to be, pandemic or no pandemic, and I know many who wince watching crowded, unmasked scenes, TV shows or movies in light of current health concerns. But if it doesn't give you the willies to think about it, try to remember. What kind of a crowd was it? Did the people look like you? Speak a language you understood? Were they from your neighborhood? School? State? Country? Were you moving or standing still? If you've ever been to a march, a protest, a parade, or ever tried to exit or enter a big outdoor concert, anything that involves a lot of people moving in the same direction, then you know that it can be slow going, which is important. Move too fast and people get hurt. In Egeria's crowd, and I imagine in the Palm Sunday crowd that met and followed Jesus as he went from Bethphage and Bethany to Jerusalem, the going had to be slow. In the ancient world, people were malnourished and dehydrated all the time. Nutrition was poor. People drank beer and wine because there weren't easy sources of clean water readily available. Something that is still true for many in our country and around the world. People were sick a lot. And people were dis or differently abled, the same as people are today. Not everyone could walk. And not everyone who could walk very far. Not everyone could speak or hear or see. Just the way it is today. But when Jesus entered Jerusalem, and when it was reenacted a few hundred years later, all these bodies that came from God, bodies that were and are beloved, were taken into account. The crowd went slowly, stopping and resting and carrying and pulling and helping. This is the kind of crowd that we are invited into as the body of Christ. A crowd that remembers the needs of the entire body, not just our own. A crowd that comes together as we welcome Jesus into our midst. Of course, this is not the only crowd we will encounter today or this week. Psalm 31 foreshadows the crowd that Jesus will soon encounter. for I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. Later this evening, during the Passion Meditations, and on Good Friday, we will join that crowd, answering Pilate with cries of, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" This crowd is everyone for themselves, focused not on the coming of Christ, but crying out for his death. It is filled with fear, envy, insecurity, pride, apathy, and hatred, those emotions that have led to stonings, burnings, lynchings, and mob violence throughout history. So often, I fear, this is the crowd we are invited to join. A crowd that does not account for others. A crowd in which you are pushed to the outside. You cannot or do not push your way front and center. This crowd is everyone for themselves, in search of power to wield. It is no greater body at all. But amazingly, Jesus is with us in this crowd too. Jesus is there, being led away as we condemn him to die. Jesus is there on the cross. Jesus remains. And this is God's grace. God with us, even to the death, even when we are at our very worst. God meets us where we are. When we are living into the body of Christ, the crowd that we are called to be, and when we have fallen short, as we so often do. Jesus enters into our midst and chooses to stay, drawing us all deeper into the love of God, calling us out of ourselves so that we remember that we are members of his body. So let us join that holy crowd today, getting lost with Egeria and making our slow way as we welcome Jesus once again. Amen.